Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, first halacha topic from Daf Yud Gimel is a big one, an important one, and that is the prohibition of touching a woman who is an erva, which includes one's wife when she's a nida, as well as applying it to instances where there seems to be a significant tzorech, for example, the cases of a doctor. Our Gemara on Yud Gimel Amar Aleph, we will start from the basic sources, a very important machlokas we showed him that everybody should be aware of, and see how it emerges from the Gemara itself, and then go to the Paiskim. Our Gemara on Yud Gimel Amar Aleph had told us, the Gemara raises the possibility, and this is how we paskin la halacha, that when one's wife is a nida, then in such a case, a husband and wife cannot be together, even if it's hu bibigadov, hi bibigda, even if they're not directly having Kiruv Basar, as a gzeira, lest they come to Kiruv Basar. According to the way the Rashi, and as we will develop Lahalacha, the Shitas HaRambam, this position understands that there is an Isser D'Oraisa of Kiruv Basar, even if it's not going to come Lidei Tashmish. According to Rashi and the Rambam, the Gemara then introduces the Shita of Rebbe Pedas, who is Cholek on this entire approach. And the Shita of Rebbe Pedas is that when it comes to the Isser D'Oraisa of Kiruv, that of the Torah, Vosikrivu, Legalo Serva, says Rebbe Pedas, 10 lines from the bottom, Loi Asra Torah Elakurva, Shalgilui Arayas Bilvat. According to Rashi and the Rambam, Rebbe Pedas' Shita is rejected La Halacha, and therefore the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs in Mitzvah Shin Nun Gimel, as well as in Hilchos Yisurei Bia Perek Chaf Aleph, the Rambam paskins like the assumption of the Gemara that Hu Bibigda Vehi Bibigda is a Gzeira Midrabanan Atu Kiruv Basar, even if there wasn't a Maisa Bia. Because at the end of the day, points out the Rambam, Mitzvah Shin Nun Gimel and Sefer HaMitzvahs, there is a Sifra that says, Lo Sikru V'Legalos Erva, Eini Elo Shelo Yigle, Minayin Shelo Yikarev, Talmelo Mervel Isha Benidas Tumasa, Lo Sikrav, that there is a prohibition of Kirva, that would be any form of intimacy of the body, even if there isn't Tashmish, even if there is an intercourse, nevertheless, that will still constitute an Isur D'Oraisa. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvah Shin Nun Gimel, has a strong question on the Rambam. Actually, in terms of reading Pshat in the Gemara, the Ramban will get into problems, and there are many Rishonim who are Masbir the Gemara in a Halacha section. We are not able to get to that. Of course, if we'd be learning this Be'iyun, we would have the Chejman Shita of Tosas over here with Pliga, as well as the Ritva and other Rishonim. The Ramban claims that the Rambam's Sifra cannot be accepted lahalacha. It's not a Sifra that is Koveya Adin D'Oraisa. He says because if that would be so, the Gemara wouldn't just simply say that Rebbe Pedas is a different Shita. The Gemara would have rejected Rebbe Pedas because the Sifra says Beferish Rebbe Pedas is wrong. That there is an Isur D'Oraisa of Kirva Basar and not only Gilui Erva, the actual intercourse itself. Therefore, the Ramban says you have to read the Gemara differently. The Ramban reads the Gemara differently than Rashi and the Rambam. And the Ramban says Rebbe Pedas' Shita is accepted Lahalacha. And that means that there is no Isur D'Oraisa except for Gilui Erva. However, the Ramban, of course, never, Chas V'Chalila, would say that intimacy with a woman who is an Erva, who is Usur to a man in any way, is Mutter. But the Ramban writes that it's an Isur D'Rabbanon, not an Isur D'Oraisa. Of course, Chazal speak about that whoever violates an Isur D'Rabbanon, then the Onish is severe. According to some, it's even more severe than the Isur D'Oraisa itself. This machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban carries itself out in very practical terms, and we could see it, how it follows its way through the poskim, through the early poskim, up until contemporary poskim, and into practical applications. Firstly, the Beis Yosef in Simin Kuf Tzadi Hei, in discussing the different positions of the Rishonim about the status of a husband taking the pulse of his wife when she's a nida. In Hilchos Nida and Simen Kuf Tzadi Hei, there are two different positions of the Mechaber and the Ramah on this question. We will get to them shortly. The Sif is in, it's in Kuf Tzadi Hey, Sif Tezayin and Sif Yud Zayin. There, in the Beis Yosef, before we even get to Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef presents from what was thought to be the Tshuvas HaRamban, although that's a big question whether it was actually written by the Ramban at all. See footnote Lamid Vav in the new tour Beis Yosef, where they question whether this was the Ramban altogether who had said this. But either way, the Beis Yosef puts together what seemed to be a Tshuvas HaRamban that says that if one's wife is in a state of Pikuach Nefesh, so then one is allowed to take her pulse, while according to the Rambam, so he says the Ramban l'shitaso, while the Rambam will hold its also. What's behind this machlokis? So Beis Yosef says beautifully, if we hold those sikruv legalos erva includes any type of kiruv basar, even if it's not actual tashmish, so then in such a case there's an iser of arayus, and the Rambam would hold, the Beis Yosef speculates that we would say yahareg va'al Yavor. However, according to Ramban, who only holds its Nisa D'Araisa, if there's actual Tashmish, certainly in a case of a Chola, Sheish Bo Sakana, it would not qualify as Yaharik Val Yavor, and it would be permissible. The Shulchan Aruch in Simin Chof, Paskins like the Rambam, therefore in Simin Kuf Tzadi Esif Yud Zayin, Paskins that it is Osir for a husband to take the pulse of his wife when she's Anida. The Ramah goes with the opinion of the Beis Yosef that's lenient based on what was reported to be the Shitas HaRamban, where he says in a case, and notice here, the Ramah only says in a Chola, Sheyesh Bo Sakana, he says a husband would be able to take it, and it would not be an Iser of Arayis that we would say Yoharig Val Yavar. So far, what we have, the extent is the lenient opinion of the Ramban will allow us, according to the Ramah, will allow us to be matir, a husband to take the pulse of his wife when she's a Nida. Many are familiar, and this is what I heard from my Rabbeim, the position of the Shach on this question. The Shach suggests that the whole discussion of a pulse is very different than the machlokis between the Rambam and the Ramban. He argues that even according to the Rambam, it would be permissible. And he says, and here's his words in the Shach, in Sifkat and Chaf, in Simin Kuf Tzadi, hey? Afle Rambam lek isu d'araisa el kisha osakein derech taiva v'chibas bia. And on there we would add it would be yahareg val yavar if it's done with taiva. Mashen kein hacha, in contrast to this case, v'chein haminig poshut sheroifim Yisrael mimashishim hadefek shel isha, that Jewish doctors take the pulse of a woman afilu eishes ish onachris afalpi sheish rofim acherim goyim, that they do take the pulse, they even according to Rama would be permissible because it's not derech taiva v'chiba. This is of course the makar of what some refer to as the dead fish, and that is a man where a woman sticks out her hand to say hello. So then if it's not derech chiba v'taiva, there are some who say that it's permissible. However, one should note that the cases in the Shach and in the Ramah and even the Shach, one could argue, we're only talking about the cases of chola sheyesh bo sakana. In fact, the Shach comes out l'chumra that a husband could only do this when his wife is in a state of sakana. However, the Shach does not seem to be more makel than that. Again, he quotes this mysterious Tshuvas HaRamban that's only makel in the case of sakana. It's probably a Tshuvas HaRajba, really. Nevertheless, it should be noted that Rav Vosner, in the Shevet HaLevi and Hilchos Nida, comments on this Shach, v'yesh achronim shemekil mafil kishein sakana. There are some achronim who are makel even if it is not a sakana. Kishayesh tzorech gadol, when there is a tzorech gadol, Rav Vosner then goes on to discuss the parameters of doctors in general taking care of Women, obviously one has to keep in mind that this, what I emphasize to the Talmidim all the time, is a shaila of Negiyah, is playing with fire. At the end of the day, it is an Isra of Yehareg Val Yavar, according to the Rambam, as we saw in the Beis Yosef. And therefore one should be exceedingly cautious before evoking the Shach's Heter, because even the Shach's Heter, it is unclear whether he was talking about only a case of a pikuach nefesh or not, even though one could argue that he was saying that the Isser is abdicated, does not exist, when it's not derech taiva v'chiba. I will conclude with a maaser rav, a very fascinating maaser rav in my own personal life. I was zoche one time that Rabbi Charlap, who was then the dean of Yitzchak Elchanan, asked me to say a shir in the kolel, in the main base medrash of the yeshiva, before I became a rebbe in yeshiva. Rav Schechter approached me and informed me that I was saying a shir. The kolel was learning Maseches Nida at the time, and the philanthropist of the kolelim was going to be in attendance. I remember that shir was very nerve-wracking. It was one of the first times that I had said a shir in front of... It was the first time I think that I'd said a shir in front of Rav Schechter, and there were many of my fellow kolim Yungalites who were way ahead of me. And I prepared a long time, and at the end of the shir, the philanthropist and his wife went over to the Rosh Kol or Rav Schechter, and they said hello, and she stuck out her hand, to shake Rav Schechter's hand. And Rav Schechter shook her hand back. I think it was more of what the boys describe as a dead fish, that he gave her the hand. And that was very, very helpful for me, that when I saw that, that's what my Rebbe did, of course, when she stuck out her hand as well, that I did the same. So Maisa Rav was clearly, where it's not Derechiba V'taiva, then in such a case, I saw my Rebbeim being makel, although I have heard that there are many who felt that making a low plug and that describing that they are orthodox, and orthodox men in a work in general do not touch a woman except for their wife, is something that many find very, very inspiring. And in a case of where one is not afraid there will be malbim pnei chavero barabim, and one is not afraid that it will lower the honor of Torah, and the exact opposite, it will raise the honor of Torah. I have heard many that have been very successful in taking this approach of saying, especially in the workplace, that this is an orthodox standard, that men do not touch women whatsoever, except for their wives, and Klal Yisrael should be rewarded by being shomer on the Kedusha of that we build beautiful homes, Matova Alecha Yaakov Mishkan Osecha Yisrael, by maintaining our loyalty to our wives and our loyalty to Kedusha in general, that this will be Mekadei Shem Shamayim and will save us from the corrupt world that we are often surrounded by. If a person has in general warm and cordial relations with the others at work, both males and females, and this is a line that is clear that they will not pass, I think that in general it will only bring honor to what we represent as far as Kedushas Yisrael and Taharas Yisrael. Bezras Hashem, our second halacha topic is the issue of Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim for Yichud late at night. This emerges from our sugya because Taisus on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis points out that our Gemara, at first glance, would be a problem for the glorious and heroic acts of Palti Ben Laish that's described in Sanhedrin on Yutes Amud Beis. Our Gemara is very critical of the Talmud Chacham, who decided that he wasn't going to be Nichshel in the Isser of Nida, and he slept in a large bed with his wife, Bikiruv Basar. The Gemara says that for that reason he died, being Makil during the Shiva Nikim. Tosus asks, but Palti Ben Laish seemed also to have been lenient, because all he did was created a new phenomenon. The Gemara in Sanhedrin describes that Palti Ben Laish was married off to Michal by Shaul, after already she was married to David. In order to prevent himself, Palti ben Laish, to be nichsha with Eishes Ish, he put a sword between him and her. Now this idea of a sword is not a halachic idea, it's a dramatic idea, where Palti ben Laish exclaimed that whoever violates the sword, he said, Kala osik bedavaze yidaker becherev. So in such a case, that was a glorious idea, but was not a halachic idea. The Talmud Chacham also had ways in which he and his wife would not be nichshol, but at the end of the day, we are critical of him. So how could Palti ben Laish, asks Tosas, create his own new halachic category where there was an Isser Yichud with an Eishes Ish? How did he violate that Isser Yichud? So Tosas answers that not only did he distance himself from her, but also they relied on Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim, that the door was open the entire time. This is an issue in Hilchos Yichud, as brought up by the Be'er Heitev in Simen Chaf Beis Sif Katan Tes, that at the end of the day, the heter of Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim, that there is no Isser Yichud when there is a door that is opened to a Rishus HaRabim, says the Knesset HaGdola, that only applies during the early hours at night. However, when we're talking about the middle of the night, where there's no one walking around outside, the heter of Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim does not apply. The Pisrei Tshuva on that halacha from the Knesset HaGdola asks, but our Tosas seems to say that Palti ben Laish relied on this heter the entire night. How could he have? Pisrei Tshuva says that one must suggest that the heter of Palti ben Laish only applies where he knew there were people that were passing by the entire night. This is an important maramakom lahalacha. The Sefer Dvar Halacha says that even though the Knesset HaGdola, in the paragraph Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim, in the fourth edition of the Dvar Halacha, I believe it is the third chapter, the Dvar Halacha was written by Rav Horovitz, a brother-in-law of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and a chavrusa of the Stipler, and it's the most authoritative source of the psakim of the Chazon Ish. The Dvar Halacha writes that if one is in a large city, like New York City, Manhattan, where there are people walking throughout the night, so then in such a case, Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim is not, as the Knesset HaGdola had described, as only the first couple of hours of the night. The only reason the Knesset HaGdola said that is because later in the night, it's not likely for people to pass by. However, in large cities where people do pass by, so then in such a case, the halacha would be that it's permissible. And the proof is our Tosas in Shabbos, Yud Gimel Amud Beis, where Tosa says that Palti ben Laish relied on Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim the entire night. So even though in Shulchan Aruch it seems that Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim only applies for the first few hours of the night, however, this Tosas is the source that Pesach Pasuach would apply the entire night when there are Ovrim Vishavim. It's important to add also that the Chazon Ish held that Ovrim Vishavim does not mean that one believes that the people who are passing by are going to actually necessarily walk into the house, but simply the awareness that the Rishus HaRab, that one is open to Rishus HaRabim, so then in such a case there's no longer a state of Yichud. It doesn't have to be that the people believe that someone will actually walk in the middle, but rather the pachad of the tzibur is enough. At the same time, of course, this reminds us of the idea that the Isser of Yichud is Chazal's gedder. Every individual has to make his own cheshbon hanefesh of what is appropriate to be magdir his own level of kedusha. This Bezer Hashem concludes our sugyas lahalacha on Daf Yud Gimel.